All right, yesterday Jesus commissions 70 people and sends them sort of out in front of him to go into the cities and the villages that he was going to happen and or was going to come to. And they come back today and they're just like overjoyed. Jesus, wow. I mean, it works. Even the demons are obeying us in your name. And Jesus says, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a lightning flash. All right. On the face of it, that can seem a little strange. That can be a strange thing to say. But I believe what Jesus is saying is, yeah, it works. I was there when Satan fell. So, of course, I know how to have authority over Satan. I was there when he fell. I cast him out. I have authority over the devil, and I can transfer that authority to you. And he says, look, I have given you the authority to trample on snakes, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will ever harm you. And then he says, look, but that's not the biggest deal here. Rejoice that the evil spirits submit to you. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. All right, well, as followers of Christ, literally as more than followers of Christ, as joint heirs with Jesus to the kingdom of heaven because of Christ's atoning sacrifice, the same authority is bestowed upon us. Actually, more authority than what Jesus transferred to those 70 is in our lives. What that means is we can go boldly. I know the message yesterday was a little more sobering, a little more the truth of the gospel, that it's not going to be you just walk straight forward into bliss and there's nothing but bliss. But there is a fulfillment. No matter what the hardship or circumstance, there is a sense of purpose, a sense of pride in the kingdom, a sense of meaning, and a sense of fulfillment, no matter what. But when you look at the life of Christ, you see a man that knows what's up. Right? He walks with purpose. He knows how to respond in any situation. He can read a room just in an instant. He knows what's going on. And he stays in constant contact with his Father. He loves deeply. He's very compassionate. He's a passionate person. And this is the life that we are offered. That's the beauty of the gospel. We bring the life of Christ into our lives. We die to ourselves and the sin that held us in bondage and are resurrected with Christ, a new life in Christ. So be encouraged, no matter what things look like in your world right now. Things are rarely what they seem. There's always more going on than we ever know. And we have been given the authority of Christ to live in this world with. And I don't say that trivially. I don't say that as a pat on the back and sort of a little anecdote to lift your spirits. Consider that. Go back and read the text in Luke today and realize who you are.